I could have used my key.
Sorry. Looks like someone's been here already. Or Mr. Whitaker's organizational habits have deteriorated significantly since he left Odyssey.
How many people have been working this dig?
15 or 20 archaeologists and students from around the world. They live in a compound on the other side of the site. I warned your father about putting his trailer so far away, but he said he needed privacy.
I don't see anything that would be helpful to us.
I'm sure the most obvious clues have been taken by whoever searched this place. Oh, look, here's the needlepoint my sister did for Dad right before he left.
To always look to God, remembering his faithfulness, undertaking his ways, studying his word, and touching others with his love. Oh, I see, it's an acronym.
I thought he said it was needlepoint.
Oh, no, an acronym is when you take the first letter of a word or series of lines, and they spell out a word. In this case, you see, T from two, R from remembering, U from undertaking, S from studying, and T from touching.
T-R-U-S-T, trust. How clever.
Connie Kendall put refrigerator magnets all over the freezer door at wit's end with these kinds of phrases.
Well, I don't think we're going to find anything here. Sorry I brought you on a wild goose chase. Come on, let's go.
Don't anybody move a muscle.
Benjamin, put that gun away. It's me, Alfred.
Hello, Mr. Brunley. Now, if you'll please put your hands in the air where I can see them.
Benjamin is a security guard for the site. He gets a little enthusiastic in his work. Benjamin, put the
please gun... Please be quiet, Mr. Brunley, and do as I say. I don't want anyone to get hurt. You, Jason Whitaker.
Yeah?
You'll oblige me by coming this way?
I wouldn't dream of doing otherwise. Yeah, may I ask where we're going?
Just come with me. Mr. Brunley, you'll kindly restrain your friend from doing anything foolish.
Me? I resent the implication
that... Eugene.
To the car, Mr. Whitaker.
Jason.
Whatever. Go on. Sorry, Mr. Brunley, but I got a better offer. Please stay in this trailer until we're gone.
Your mother will be very disappointed in you, Benjamin.
Wouldn't be the first time.
They're gone.
What are we going to do? They've taken Jason.
It's worse than that, I'm afraid. They've taken my car.
Sit in that chair, please.
Oh, nice hideout. I'll have to remember to bring my car in for a lube job sometime.
We'd like to keep this as simple as possible, Mr. Whitaker.
Jason. So, are you with a symposium or First Things? Or maybe you're just part of some other organization.
Who I work for is none of your business. Please tell us where the parchment your father found is located.
I have no idea. Why don't you just ask my father?
Perhaps we have. And perhaps he is unable to tell us.
What?
Sit down, Mr. Whitaker.
Are you saying you've done something with my dad?
I'm saying your cooperation will make things easier for all of us.
And what if I can't cooperate? What if I know less than you do?
You won't deny that your father sent you a message on a tape. What did it say?
Nothing that makes any sense.
Tell us. His exact wording, please.
Look, if you're holding my father, he must have told you himself.
And if we're holding him, your stubbornness will only make things more painful for him.
Listen, Benjamin, your threats don't scare me.
They should. Now, oblige us.
Us? What, do you have a mouse in your pocket, or are you just schizophrenic?
Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, I get it. We're being watched from somewhere, aren't we?
The message. Tell us what the message was.
Okay, fine. His message was, how I do is nothing great. You see? It makes absolutely no sense.
It's obviously a code of some sort. What does it mean?
It means that you don't have my father.
Sit down, Mr. Whitaker.
If you have my father, then show him to me, right now. But frankly, his message tells me you don't. His message tells me nobody does, because he is more clever than all of us.
What?
Have you ever heard of an acronym?
No. Now sit down.
Huh. You want to use that thing? Go right ahead. But I don't believe you will, because I'm no good to you dead.
Don't push me, Jason.
Mr. Whitaker.
Come back here.
I'm leaving now. You hear me out there? I'm leaving. Yeah, I'll be taking Mr. Brownlee's car back to him. I'll be at the Hotel Shalom if you want to chat further. Goodbye.
Mr. Whitaker? Mr. What? Oh, what happened? What was I supposed to do?
Calm down, Benjamin. Don't worry. We have options. Come on up to the control room.
But how did he know we don't have his father?
Jason, I got your note in our room. What are you doing here?
Having a late breakfast. Want some?
Want some? What happened to you? The last I saw, you were kidnapped by a man with a gun. Now you're eating breakfast like...
Eugene, sit down. Just take a deep breath and try to relax.
Mr. Bromley is scouring the streets for his car.
It's in the parking garage. Look, the whole thing was a bluff to get information about my dad.
Waving a gun around is quite a bluff.
They wanted me to think they had kidnapped him so that I'd tell them what I know. Guess what? I figured out Dad's message, and I knew they didn't have him. Nobody does.
Well, how could you possibly know that?
You pegged it for me. An acronym.
Huh?
Yeah, like that needlework in Dad's trailer. You take the first letters of each word in his message, and you have the message. Pass this off, please.
Here.
Thanks.
All I do is nothing. H-I-D-I-N-G. Hiding?
Mm-hmm. Dad's hiding. And when my dad hides, nobody will find him. Hide and seek was a nightmare when we were kids. We spent weeks looking for him.
That was it? Hiding? How simple.
Yeah. It took us long enough to figure it out. The point is, we can relax now.
Relax? How could you possibly come to that conclusion?
Because if I know my father, he'll contact us when he's ready.
Oh. Huh. Well, in that case, maybe I will have breakfast.
Hello, Jason. Eugene.
Hiya.
Tasha. Or perhaps I'll have that breakfast in the bathroom. Please, sit down.
You don't have to go, Eugene.
Yes, he does.
Yes, I do.
You better go. I'll see you upstairs. Lock the door.
Of course. See you later, Tasha.
Okay, bye.
So, do you want some breakfast? The lox and bagels are excellent.
Mm. So, you came anyway, huh?
So did you.
And I understand you've had quite an adventure already.
Not really. Do I have you to thank for it?
What are you saying?
Well, I can't be sure who's on what side. So I thought maybe the agency decided to play my ignorance to their advantage.
Do you really think that I'd do that to you?
I don't know. Would you? Tell me honestly, or are these flowers a microphone to a van outside?
Oh, don't get hostile with me, Jason Whittaker. You know how the game is played. Just because you left doesn't mean the rules have changed for the rest of us. I'm doing my job.
Yeah, I know. But theoretically, we're supposed to be getting married.
Jason, don't confuse the situation with our personal lives. I've got clearance to tell you a little more about what's going on.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But you'll have to buy me a cup of coffee first.
You've got a deal. Waiter?
How I do is nothing great. Hiding. How funny. How I do is nothing great. The rain in Spain stays Spain.
Hold that door, please.
Certainly.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Which floor?
Seventh.
Oh, that's my floor, too.
Oh, how nice. You are an American?
Indeed I am.
Is it true what I hear about America? Everyone has a lot of money.
Oh, relatively speaking, I suppose that's true, but not for everyone.
Well, then you might spare an old man some money.
A donation, of course. I have got some change here.
I don't want your change. I want your wallet.
What are you doing? Why did you stop the elevator?
As I said, I want your wallet.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, now you have your coffee. What's going on?
Well, not long after your father took over this archaeological dig, the agency contacted him.
Why?
We needed his help. We told him that we wanted to come up with a plan to stop the illegal export of valuable archaeological treasures.
Yeah, and?
And we concocted this scheme where your father would discover something like the Q parchment. We knew that's the kind of thing to draw every bootlegger in the country out in the open.
Whoa, wait a minute. Are you saying that the Q parchment is a fake? It's all part of a scam?
Well...
Well, what?
Well, we thought it was a fake. It fit the scheme we'd come up with. But now that your father's disappeared, we don't know for sure. We're as much in the dark as anyone.
So you put together a scam that might be real? Or my dad's playing something real as a scam? All to get some bootleggers? This is hysterical.
We don't find it hysterical at all.
Oh, sure it is, Tasha. I mean, oh man, you had me worried. I was afraid Dad really was caught in the middle of those terrorist groups. What are they called? The Symposium and the First Things organizations.
He is, Jason.
What do you mean he is? Why? You just said the plan would draw out the bootleggers.
That's what we originally told your father it would do, but the agency wasn't completely honest with him.
Whoa. Time out here. What do you mean?
I mean, they said they were after the bootleggers, but it was really a plan to catch the leaders of the Symposium and First Things. The Israeli government and the agency have been trying to flush them out for a long time. And
you lied to my father about what he was doing?
Well, I didn't. The agency did.
Well, it's getting a little hard to tell the difference.
Look, Jason, this is why we have to find your father. If he's trying to do this scam alone just to catch some bootleggers, he's in greater danger than even he realizes. Those terrorist groups will kill him to get what they want.
You're robbing me on the elevator? What kind of country is this?
I'm asking for your wallets, that's all. You know the one. Mm-hmm. Black, made of leather, given to you as a Christmas present 3 years ago. I assume you still have it.
Well, of course I still have it, but I wouldn't dream... Wait a minute. How could you possibly know that I have a black leather wallet that was given to me as a Christmas present?
Well, because I gave it to you.
What? But it's not possible.
Hi, Eugene. It's good to see you again.
Mr. Whitaker. Speechless. Is it really you?
Underneath this disguise it is.
But...
You're sputtering, Eugene.
Oh, sorry. It's so good to see you again.
It's good to see you, too. I've heard a lot about you through Jason and Jack. I can't tell you how happy I am about your decision to follow Christ.
I've been wanting to talk to you about it.
I tried to call, but finding the time at the dig has been hard.
We got your messages, but there'll be time for conversation later. Surely this isn't safe for you.
No, you're right. I should get this elevator moving again before someone complains. Well, we'll just go up and down until someone else gets on. You know, I've been following you and Jason around waiting for the right moment to approach you, but you wouldn't sit still long enough.
We've been trying to find you.
Well, didn't you get my message? I thought it was obvious enough.
Yes, but I'm ashamed to say that we didn't decode it as fast as we might have.
It's funny. I've been following the guys who've been following you, hoping to get back to me. It's better than a circus.
Mr. Whitaker, you have to tell me. Is it true? Did you find the Q parchments? Do they really give directions to the bones of Jesus? What will happen to the faith of millions of believers?
Eugene, slow down. We don't have long. I'll say only that I have found a genuine first century parchment that gives every appearance of being a sort of gospel.
And the directions to the tomb?
It includes those.
I was afraid of that.
Eugene, hold on. I hope you know better than to hinge your faith on the latest archaeological finds.
But the evidence...
is inconclusive. Just because it's a first century parchment doesn't mean it's true. And that's why I'm in hiding, so I can investigate what I found without a lot of political interference. Mm. This thing is so explosive, any group could use it to their own selfish ends. But I need you to keep your head, Eugene. Don't panic.
Yes, of course. It's just that my Christianity is still so relatively new to me, and I suppose I feel threatened. Do you have any sort of plan that I can relay to Jason?
Well, my first priority is to use the parchment to find the supposed burial place of those bones. I'm almost there.
Can I be of assistance?
Oh, I'd love for you to, Eugene, but evading all those watchful eyes is easier when there's only one person. One piece more, and I should have it.
Well, what should we do in the meantime?
Oh, nothing. Just meet me on the stairs at 3 this afternoon. I'll be disguised again.
Right.
Oh, and don't tell Jason the plan in your room. I'm pretty certain it's bugged.
What isn't these days?
Uh-oh, somebody's getting on. Back into character. Mm. Thank you for your help, young man. You've been most gracious.
Huh? Yes, sir. My pleasure, sir.
This is the lobby, isn't it? My floor, I guess. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Which floor are you going to?
Seventh.
Seventh it is. Nice to see a fellow American.
Well, yes, likewise. Where are you from in the good old USA?
The Chicago area.
Oh, really? That's interesting because I... Huh?
Let's not be coy.
I beg your pardon. Why did you stop the elevator? Don't tell me you want my wallet, too.
Your wallet? Don't be absurd. I need to talk to you.
You do? But who are you?
I'm Professor Stephen Charles.
Professor Charles?
Yes, and I'm desperate to find John Whittaker.
Why the elevator's taking so long.
Jason, I really am sorry about this. Please don't take it the wrong way.
You lied to my father and put him in a potentially life-threatening situation. Oh, I won't take it the wrong way.
I didn't lie to him. I didn't know anything about it until a few days ago.
But you know about it now, and you're still playing the agency's game. Come on, Tasha. Ditch them and help me. We'll hook up with my dad and find out the truth about that parchment.
Right now, I don't care about the truth of Witt's parchment. If it exists, it could be nursery rhymes for all that matters to me. I'm here to get the bad guys.
Oh, can you tell the difference between the good guys and bad guys anymore? I'm not sure I can.
Oh, Jason.
See you around the schoolyard. Eugene, I have to say right now that I am getting...
It's me, Eugene Meltzner. Let's go into the bathroom. I'll turn on the shower.
Wrong knob. Try this one. What's going on?
I have it from a good source that our room is bugged.
Really? What source?
Your father.
What?
Jason, you won't believe the elevator ride I had. First I saw your dad. He was in disguise, of course. And then Professor Charles got on.
Professor Charles? He's here too?
Yes. And strangely enough, your father didn't make himself known. He went back into his character as an old man and got off the elevator.
Oh. Well, obviously, Dad doesn't trust Charles for some reason.
Obviously, he doesn't.
But you saw Dad, and he's okay.
Yes, he's in hiding, just as his message said. And he has a plan.
This is great. You better tell me what it is.
Eugene, are you in there? Eugene. Hello, Eugene, are you in there?
Yes, who is it?
It's Alfred Brownlee. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine.
Greetings, Mr. Brownlee.
Hi. Were you having a shower?
Huh? Oh, well...
Fully dressed?
No, he wasn't.
Jason, thank heavens you're all right. I've been so worried about you.
Your car's in the parking garage near the stairs.
Thanks. You must tell me everything that happened to you.
Well, I will. Later. I'm exhausted right now. Jet lag.
I understand. I was wondering, though, have you heard from your father?
Well, strange you should...
Why? Have you heard something?
I've learned from my sources that neither fanatical group have him, and they're still desperately trying to find him. I thought that since he wasn't kidnapped, maybe you'd heard something.
I haven't heard from my father, but thanks for checking. Now, if you don't mind...
Are you sure everything's all right, Jason?
Everything's fine. It's just been a tough morning, really. I'll fill you in later.
Well, if you say so. But don't hesitate to call if you need anything.
Oh, no, I won't. Thanks, Alfred. Goodbye.
Jason, what was that all about? Alfred's been very helpful to us.
Maybe so. But it seems coincidental that Brownlee would show up just then and ask about hearing from Dad. I think our best rule of thumb is to trust no one from now on.
Maybe we better go into the bathroom.
No. This I want whoever is listening to hear. Jason Whittaker speaking to you with his own voice. We're not trusting anyone from this point on. Do you hear me? We're not trusting anyone! Gene, it's clear. Let's go.
The stairway is that last door on the right. Mr. Whittaker said he'd meet us somewhere between floors.
Good.
We're free and clear.
Don't you believe it? This is too easy. Hey, there's my father.
Where? What a clever disguise. Mr. Whittaker! Mr. Whittaker, it's me, Eugene. We think you're right about the room being bugged.
What's wrong with you? Are you crazy?
Oh, I understand. It isn't safe to speak.
Eugene, that's a cleaning lady.
What?
I think that's my dad, one floor down.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I beg your pardon, ma'am.
I should hit you with my mop.
I'm so sorry.
Come on, Eugene.
Well, it would have been a great disguise.
So much for being discreet.
Hi, boys. Did you get any information from the cleaning lady?
Oh, hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Jason.
Oh, it's good to see you. Though you've aged quite a lot since I last saw you.
That's his disguise, Jason.
I know, Eugene.
Look, we don't have much time. I think I've worked out where the bones are hidden.
You have?
Where are they?
I won't say. Just in case someone is bold enough to kidnap either one of you. It'd be terrible if someone planted some bones there just to make a point.
What do you want us to do?
Well, do you think you can shake your tails?
Beg your pardon?
I mean, get rid of anyone who might be following you.
Well, we can certainly try. Why?
Well, I want you to meet me at the Egged bus terminal on Joppa Street in 2 hours at the lockers.
You think they hid his bones in a bus locker?
Just meet me there. I'll be disguised, so wait for me to approach you.
Okay. We'll see you at the bus terminal in 2 hours.
Right.
Dad?
Huh?
Be careful.
You too. Thank you, young man. You have been most kind.
Okay, Eugene. I think we need to come up with an escape plan while we have an early dinner.
I'm up to whatever you need me to do.
Really? Maybe we should ask the cleaning lady if she agrees.
How droll.
Now we're two. We hungry?
Falafels? Hummus?
Can you hear me? Yes. Cleaning lady here. They're on their way down, and they've just made contact with the target. That's right. John Avery Whittaker himself.